closer.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And it's actually Saturday. I'm doing the podcast at the right time.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, here it is, Saturday, August the 4th, and we're actually doing a podcast on the day we're supposed to do it. It's got to be the first time in, like, months that that's happened, and it's amazing. Now, it's still not going to be the typical podcast today because, alas, the Game Master is not with me today. He is at a birthday party, and he is doing a whole medieval thing at the birthday party. They are going all out. They have armor that they've made and swords, and they're going to do sword fighting. And what can I say? It's kind of a theme party that they've been working on for weeks, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the Game Master segment probably next time around, but it sounds like a lot of fun. So, the Game Master, as I say, is not here. That would be my son Benjamin. However, the doctor is in, and actually in on time. And what is it about going to a doctor's office? You know, he's never there on time. I don't know. Anyway, but we do have some things to do this week. As a matter of fact, we've got some geek culture that I think you'll really appreciate. It's odd, and I like odd. As you know, I'm very big on odd. Yeah. And this is truly strange. You know, I've never totally understood the high concept of haiku. Haiku is Japanese poetry that is, shall we say, different, unique. And one of the things that I've always enjoyed is Japanese poetry, the haiku poetry, with a computer twist to it. And you say, what? Tell me if you've ever heard this haiku. Listen very closely. Chaos reigns within. Reflect, repent, and reboot. Order shall return. You ever heard that? That's a haiku. And it's been around on the net for a while, okay? And every so often I'll see that as a SIG file. SIG file, of course, being a signature file. And it struck me that it would be fun to take computer haiku and let the computer read it to us. Something about that mechanical computerized voice. Which, by the way, did you know that your computer has a computerized voice built into it if you're running Windows? Yeah. There's one called Microsoft Sam. Microsoft Sam. And there's a program, and this is a free program, called Natural Reader. Natural Reader will take the Microsoft Sam voice and read any text. So, for instance, let's listen to Microsoft Sam read us a haiku that is computer-oriented.
First snow, then silence. This $1,000 screen dies so beautifully. Stay the patient course.
Oops. It read the next one without me intending it to. I hit the pause button, but it didn't pause. What can I say? It's a free program. But what did you think of that? First snow, then silence. This $1,000 screen dies so beautifully. Yeah. How about we let Sam read the whole list of haiku? This is one haiku after another. You know, haiku is typically very short, so it'll jump from one to the other. I may stop it every so often to make a comment, particularly if Sam mispronounces something, which he does occasionally. So let's listen to another one.
Stay the patient course. But little worth is your ire. The network is down.
Did you catch that one? Stay the patient course. Of little worth is your ire. The network is down. I had a little problem with the word ire. Okay, I mean, can't blame it there. How many times do you hear the word ire? Anyway, let's try another one.
The website you seek cannot be located, but endless others exist. Chaos.
I kind of like that one. That's very profound. The website you seek cannot be located, but endless others exist. Okay, next one.
Chaos reigns within. Reflect, repent, and reboot. Order shall return. Aborted effort. Close all that you have. You ask far too much. With searching comes loss, and the presence of absence. My novel, not found. A file that...
Oop, let's stop it there. That last one was just too profound. We have to pause and think about that one. With searching comes loss, and the presence of absence. My novel, not found. So, if you've ever been in the process of writing a huge novel and lost it, you can appreciate that profundity. Yeah, let's keep going.
A file that big. It might be very full. But now it is gone.
Let's go back and read that one again because the computer voice didn't pronounce that one very well. A file that big, it might be very useful. It said useful. Useful. But now it is gone. This next one it may have a little problem with, too, because it's talking about the Tao. Now, it pronounces it fairly well, but you have to kind of understand what the Tao is. T-A-O, pronounced Tao. You see, it's very profound. The Tao that is seen is not the true Tao until you bring fresh toner. Let's let the computer go, and I'll just let it go for a couple more.
The Tao that is seen... is not the true Tao until you bring fresh toner. Windows NT crashed. I am the blue screen of death. No one hears your screams. A crash reduces your expensive computer to a simple stone. Yesterday it worked. Today it is not working. Windows is like that.
I like that one. Yesterday it worked. Today it's not working. Windows is like that. Okay, let's keep going.
Three things are certain. Death, taxes, and lost data. That's what has occurred.
Three things are certain. Death, taxes, and lost data. Guess which has occurred. Didn't do so well with the word guess, but okay.
You stepped in the stream, but the water has moved on. This page is not here. Out of memory. We wish to hold the whole sky, but we never will. Having been erased, the document you are seeking must now be retaped.
Oh boy, that sounded... Having been erased, the document you're seeking must now be retyped. And they said retaped. Which, hey, maybe you give up on the typing and you're going to tape it, so who knows, maybe that's right. I like the one there a minute ago that said... You step in the stream, but the water has moved on. This page is not here. How would that be for a 404 screen? Somehow I think probably it was somewhere, and that's where they got it. All right, let's keep going. Only two more.
Rather than a beep or a rune error message, these words, file not found. Serious error. All shortcuts have disappeared. Screen, mind, both are blank.
There you go. Rather than a beep or a rude error message, these words, file not found. And then the last one, serious error, all shortcuts have disappeared. Screen, mine, both are blank. Okay, I think that's pretty weird. But anyway, thought you'd appreciate that little culture. You know, we're approaching... some cultural enrichment here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. You know, we like to do that. Every so often, we like to increase your level of sophistication. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, let me say that I have been somewhat derelict because of all of the stuff that's been going on. I haven't appropriately introduced the podcast. I haven't done all the various housekeeping things that I need to do. So let's go ahead and do that. Today, as I record this, is August the 4th. August the 4th. And this is podcast number 98. That means we're only two more podcasts away from the big 100. Get ready for that. It's going to be amazing. But the other things that I've been forgetting to do, and I'm terribly remiss about this, and I just apologize profusely for it, is that I haven't been mentioning the... Get my tongue working. Okay, it's better. All right. I haven't been mentioning properly our glorious sponsors. And that is, of course, go to my PC. Go to my PC. It's an excellent, excellent program from an excellent company. It's from Citrix Systems, and of course, I'm a Citrix Systems administrator, so I appreciate that. And it is a tremendous piece of software. And if you've never tried it, you will be amazed once you try it. And there's a 30-day free trial. All you got to do is go to the website, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, go over to the right-hand side on the sidebar there, and click on the link for Go to My PC, and you will be linked to a place that you can download Go to My PC for 30 days for free. Now, that just rocks. You really ought to try the software. I guarantee you, you will be amazed by it to be able to get to your PC no matter where you are. And, of course, GoDaddy.com. That's where I register all my domains, and so it is unnatural that you need to just click on and go to GoDaddy.com if you need to register a domain name. Whoa, amazingly good prices. And if you click through the link at the bottom of the blog page, it will save you even more money. And GoDaddy already saves you a ton of money. So there you go. Take advantage of the opportunities that are offered right there on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the blog. Which is, of course, at drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. Check it out. You will like it. So, let's now look at that blog and find out what's been going on. Mac users will have to wait for Microsoft Office 2008. Now, if I'm a Mac user, and I'm using a Mac and not having the blue screen of death and not having all the issues that Windows users do, do I really care that I'm not going to get some Microsoft software for my Mac? Maybe some do. Actually, I know that some do, because there is a big hoo-ha. That's some kind of term. I started to say Southern term. I'm not even sure it's Southern. But anyway, it is a term that basically means that there's a lot of excitement and chagrin over the fact that Microsoft Office 2008 has been severely delayed for the Mac. They've already been waiting a while. They're going to wait longer. Do you get the impression, maybe, that Microsoft just isn't in a big hurry to release software for the Mac, given that they're a Windows company? Yeah, maybe so. Speaking of Microsoft and their software, have you ever seen or used Microsoft Works? It's really lousy software, and it isn't even compatible with their own software. It's just been a nightmare dealing with it in the past, because people invariably, here's how I've gotten quote-unquote involved in it. People invariably buy a computer, cheap, cheap, cheap computer, and it comes with Works for free. And so they use Works for their word processor, their spreadsheet, or whatever, and then come to find out, well, it's not compatible with Excel and Word. And so then it crashes or whatever, and they call me up and they said, Dr. Bill, can you fix my computer? And I come in, get the computer fixed, get it running, get it all where it's booted and running properly, and then they say, I can't get to my Works documents, can you reinstall it? And I'm like, dude, it came with your computer. Did you have any of the CDs? Do you have any of the original media?
No.
Okay. And there have been cases that, unfortunately, I've had to go to great lengths to get works to put back on somebody's PC, the whole time holding my nose and telling them that they really ought to be using OpenOffice. But, you know, once they've created all these documents in Microsoft Works format, and they've just got these tons of documents, what are you going to do? So, my relationship with Works is not that good, shall we put it that way? Well, Microsoft is taking Works to a new low. You know, they already pretty much have been given away on PCs. And, of course, basically what that means is the PC manufacturers are the ones that are having to foot the bill and buy it and put it on the PC so the customer will have a word processor. I mean, man, you could use Notepad. But anyway, Works. Ugh. Microsoft has come up with the idea of, why don't we give away Works for free but put advertising in it? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to download that for free, have advertising hitting me in the face all day long while I use my really ridiculously ugly and bad word processor. Oh, boy, what a stupid idea this is. I'm in full-blown curmudgeon mode on this, okay? Man. Anyway, Microsoft, I don't know what you're thinking. I really don't. That's got to be the lamest thing I've heard. Works for free, but with ads. Yeah. Okay, next item. The feds go after illegal games. Now, I mentioned the Game Master earlier. He gets all his games legally. Totally legally. We buy them. Boy, do we buy them. Lots and lots of games. Anyway, so, this won't affect him, but I know of his interest in the gaming world, and so it caught my eye this week as I was reading along in all the computer news, and found out that the feds are going after pirated computer games. There's a link right there in the blog where you can check it out, but it says the U.S. government said Wednesday, that's this past Wednesday, that it executed 32 search warrants in 16 states. As part of a crackdown on devices and chips which allow pirated games to be played on gaming consoles. Government officials said the targets of the raids were companies that produced devices to circumvent copyright protections on Sony's PlayStation 2, Microsoft's Xbox and Xbox 360, and Nintendo's Wii, among others. The industry claims these chips cause billions of dollars in lost revenue each year. Whoa. These raids were the largest of their kind to date and were the result of investigations by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, the ICE. So they're going to ICE. Yeah. The, bad pun, I know. They're going to ICE the computer game pirating process that's going on out there. Yep. Well, I tell you what, you know, without the Game Master segment, we're running a little short this week, and I didn't have a lot of time to blog. So let me just take a few moments to catch you up on what's going on with the doctor. The reason that I have been running around so crazily and trying to get so much done, and for that reason, have been behind on podcasting. I know that you're on pins and needles wanting to know. Yeah. Anyway, basically what it is, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, actually almost a month and a half ago now, that I was changing jobs. I left being a computer consultant for the Center for Creative Leadership as their Citrix administrator there, and actually took another full-time job. I mean a real official W-2 regular position with a company. Wow. First time since 2002 that the doctor has been gainfully employed. Well, no, it's not. It's not really. I had a brief stint with Guilford County as their webmaster. Webmaster! Yeah. Anyway, now my old buddy Scott Redmond is webmaster of Guilford County. And Scott, you're doing a bang-up job. You know, I've actually, just a little segue here. actually went to the Guilford County website because I needed some information on Guilford County stuff. And I went there, and it was easy to use, and everything worked. Scott, way to go. I also appreciate the fact that the site that you and I worked on before I left, you know, he came in with all these great design ideas, and it just really looked cool, and I did some background, you know, programming type stuff to help him bring it all to fruition, and all of that stuff that we did is still out there, and he's just improved on it. And another friend of mine, Greg Fisher, is now his assistant. So my two buddies, both of whom I have either worked with, or in Greg's case, he and I went to the same church and got to know each other that way, both guys now are the Guilford County web team, and they do a super job. So kudos to our Guilford County, North Carolina web guys. But anyway, yes, I did have a brief stint with the county, and so I was an official employee there. But prior to that, I was an employee of the Center for Creative Leadership and left there in 2002 to pursue my own business, which did very, very well for a while, until the entire low-carb industry came crashing to its knees and my business had to be closed. A sad and weird chapter in my life. Although I enjoyed the time that the business was flourishing. There was one point we had over $1 million in sales per year, and things were going gangbusters. We had 12 employees. We had a big, huge 5,000 square foot warehouse. We had two different stores, one in High Point, one in Greensboro. Things were going great there while the low-carb craze was at its height. But I digress. The bottom line is that now I'm at High Point Regional Health Services, otherwise known as High Point Regional Hospital. But the hospital has so many different services and venues and things that they do that the official name is High Point Regional Health Services. And I am the Citrix administrator there, and a great bunch of folks to work with. Very helpful, you know. That's one of the things that impressed me when I went there to interview and has proven to have held true since I've been there as employee. Everybody there just is very nice and very helpful, and they all have the idea, which is reasonable, you know, we're here to serve and help in the hospital and keep the software running, which keeps the hospital functioning properly, and it's just really neat, you know. Now, in talking to the folks there, I've learned that it hasn't always been quite the lovely place to work that it has in certain areas, but that's the way it is with any business, you know, things happen and so forth. But right now, dude, the folks there are nice and things get done. I've gotten so many, you know, as I've worked with helping people there with issues with Citrix and talking to actual users there at the hospital, it's been really neat because they say, oh, you guys are just always so helpful and so fast to respond and all that. And, you know, I mean, I try to do that anyway, but to hear that they have a reputation, that the IT group has that reputation there of being responsive and friendly and helpful, it just kind of confirms what I already sensed and knew about the staff there, that it's a good bunch of folks. So looking forward to many years of service there at that fine institution. So, you know, if you're looking for a place to come in and get checked out or whatever, go to High Point Regional. It's a nonprofit hospital and a good bunch of folks. And even the CEO, Jeff Miller, I mean, nice guy. You know, really sincerely says, look, just call me Jeff. Just really nice, low-key environment. Gotta love that. Kind of a neat place for the doctor to fit in. So at any rate, changing jobs, as I mentioned, getting back into the 8-to-5 kind of groove and doing all that has just kind of been a little bit challenging on my time as far as doing the podcast. And here's the reason for that. You know, when you start a new job, I mean a new job where you don't have vacation time because it hasn't accrued yet and all those kinds of things, you just don't have a lot of free time. So you have to grab it where you can. And, you know, like last weekend, I had a class that I needed to attend down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right? So I wanted to leave a day early so that I could go down there and swim in the ocean, have a good time until my class started on Saturday. So I want to take Friday off. Well, I couldn't take Friday off because I haven't accrued any paid annual leave, which is what they call it at the hospital, PAL. So I couldn't take PAL. So my manager said, well, it's okay. If you want to work, you know, Monday through Thursday, extra hours, make up the difference, still get your 40 hours in, and that'll work. So that's what I did. So it was a little bit tiring, but as you can imagine, I had to push and push and push, and so that meant that, I couldn't do it during the week, because by the time I got home, I was tired, you know. But then, this past weekend, I was at the beach, man. I mean, the ocean was pounding me, you know what I mean? And then I was in class all day Saturday and Sunday. And so then, you know, man, I get back, I'm like, oh, wow. You know how sometimes you get a vacation after your vacation? So I didn't get the podcast done until much later in the week, which is why we just had one a few days ago, which is why today is a little bit thin on content. What can I say? But I just wanted you to know what's been going on in my life. You know, it's kind of like Arthur Dent says, I seem to be having this problem with my lifestyle. But I'm getting it together, you know, slowly but surely. It's all beginning to come back together, and we'll get back into the groove, and the groove will be exciting to see. Yes, indeed. And, of course, we got the big 100 podcast coming up. Do you realize what that means? 100 podcasts. 100 times sitting here in front of this laptop with this headset on, talking to people that I'll probably never meet in my entire life. I don't know why I do it in the first place. But it's fun, isn't it? Yeah, I just love doing it. It's kind of weird and geeky, and why not, you know? Plus, I really enjoy getting emails, which, by the way, reminds me that you need to be sending me emails. What's the matter with you? Send me the email, okay? DrBill@drbill.cc. That's so easy you can remember it right on the tip of your brain. You can just remember drbill.cc, and his email address is drbill@drbill.cc. What could be easier? Send me an email and let me know what it is about the podcast that you like, or you don't like, or you'd like to see changed, or whatever is on your mind. You know, send me a poem, whatever. I'd love to hear from you. And those that I have heard from that say they like to listen to the podcast, like on the way to work on Mondays, I'm going to try to get the podcast done like today on Saturday morning, have it posted by the afternoon, and then you'll have it to listen to on your morning drive as you start the week on a Monday. But if I am late, you can also just record it and play it whenever, which, by the way, reminds me, as long as I'm talking about totally random things that come to mind, I got this cool little device for my car. Dude, I may have to do like a real true review of it at some point, but I'll just mention it right now. It's a little thing that you plug into your cigarette lighter, you know, 12-volt power thing in your dash. And then you can plug a USB stick into it, or an MP3 player with a USB connection, and play MP3s, and it broadcasts it on several, you can select between different FM channels, and listen to your MP3 stick, MP3 recordings, right through your radio in your car. Dude, talk about geek out. And this thing works great. So, I'm going to have to, like, do a picture of it and do a review because it's really cool. It's even got a little 1/8-inch connector, you know, phone jack, where you can plug in an external MP3 player if it doesn't have the USB connector. But mine has a USB connector. Pop that thing right on there. Man, it is cool. And it works very, very well. We listened to it all the way down to Myrtle Beach as we were driving. And occasionally had to go to a different channel if there was a local station that interfered slightly with that channel. But, man, it really works well. So, I got into that because I was talking about the fact that people like to listen to the podcast. Well, this way, you take the podcast, once it's downloaded on your computer, you put it on your MP3 stick, you stick it in this device, and you can listen to the doctor as you drive down the road. Just don't let me freak you out so much that you drive off the road over to the side. That would not be good. No. Okay. Well, anyway, kind of been an odd podcast, but, you know, we kind of specialize in odd here, don't we? Yeah. I guess until next time, the doctor's out of here. Don't forget to write me. I really want to hear from you. Okay? Really? See y'all next week.